Yeah, there's a lot of that shit. I didn't do any of that because I was like, I'm a fucking actor. I'm not gonna do this little bitch work. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? This guy has one fucking job to protect my life, and I almost fucking died. Don't come to Japan for acting because they will touch you when you're nowhere
close.
All right, and we're back to another episode of Some Dumb Gaijin. That's me. No, that's fucking everybody that goes to Japan, man. Never get respect. No respect. That was my crappy Rodney Dangerfield impression, if you can call it an impression. Anyways, guys, I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I'm not famous enough to be talking about comedy anymore. Although, things have been going great. I did a bit down on East Hastings, which was my first time on East Hastings in, fuck, over 20 years. And it's still just as bad as it used to be, but even worse now with the opiate crisis in Canada. Just rows and rows of zombified opiate head, crack dealing, whores, hookers, pimps, fucking just zombies, dude. It's Day of the Living Dead. Just craziness, man. Like, it was a trip to walk down that road. Weirdly enough, I didn't really feel threatened. No one attacks you, nothing bad like that. Everyone says that. Like, just be yourself and they will leave you alone. Was just blew my mind. And I went down there, I did my set. My set went great. Everyone down there was great. The fucking bar looked amazing. Then the walk home at night, take a bus with a obvious transvestite hooker, and he was nice, it was fine. But just a real trip from Japan where you never see any of that shit. There's no drugs, there's no people dressing up, can I say that? On the buses, and just Japan completely different. No drugs, nothing, and peaceful, kind, and everyone looks the same in their business suits, going to work and on the trains and jerking off on little girls on the trains, and that's Japan. And this is Canada, I guess. But you know what, like, it's great to be back. All in all, it's just fucking great to be back. No matter where the venue is, no matter how much time I have, no matter who I meet, although everybody's been great so far, it's just good to be back with comedy in Canada. And who knows, next New York. And I know I say that every fucking podcast, but you never know. What was I going to talk about again? Oh, I was going to tell you guys a little bit about acting in Japan. Something I wanted to talk on here about for the longest time. And basically, the short version is don't do it. Or if you do it yourself. So in Japan, when you're an actor, or a model, you gotta join a jimusho, or an agency in Japan. Which basically, they take 60% of your pay, they don't go to the auditions with you, they don't really help you at all, they just take your goddamn fucking money. Sounded a bit like Jack Nicholson there, didn't I? Come on, give me the props. So if you go to Japan and you want to be an actor or model, don't fucking do the agencies. Fuck them. I've been fucked over by the agencies. One agency in particular actually steals more of your money, taking like 90%. And then if people call them out on it, they're like, oops, I didn't know. Whoops, okay, I'll give it back. And then they never do. Or another trick that the agencies do is that they go and they say that they're going to put their money in your account, then say they forgot. And knowing that you're not living in Japan permanently, they wait until the day that you leave. And then what ends up happening? You never get your money. You worked for them. It's completely despicable, completely horrible. It's only one or two of the agents out there. I'm not shitting on all of them with this, but it's pretty bad. And the other agencies, not that much better. So if you want to go to Japan, you want to be a model, all you have to do is walk down the damn street and people will pick you up. It's called a pickup model. People are searching for models on the street. And then when you meet them, you talk about your contract, what you want, what you think is fair for this. You can be your own manager. And now we have Instagram. We have a site called Model Mayhem. You go on there, you put up your shit. You will be found in Tokyo, man. You do not need agencies to promote you at all. And you can make more money. One of my friends, a girl named Sherry, she does it, and she is just so much better than all the other models out there. And she did it all herself. She's an amazing person. Maybe I'll put up her Instagram. Maybe I'm too fucking lazy. But look at her for an example. That chick grinded. She worked hard. She looks amazing. And she got all her jobs by herself. No agency. Fuck all that shit. Now, when it comes to acting, they're just going to throw you into every little fucking thing they can. There's one thing called Saigon dramas, which is basically like you're reenacting out something that really actually did happen, like a murderer, and you're like the victim, or you're the murderer because you're fucking white or foreigner or black. And we're all evil in the eyes of the Asians. Yeah, there's a lot of that shit. I didn't do any of that because I was like, I'm a fucking actor. I'm not going to do this little bitch work. Whereas in the West, it kind of helps you. It gets your leg in the door, so to speak. A lot of people will do that in X-Files, CSI, be a dead body, be a murderer, and then, you know, they kind of get jobs up there. But in Japan, if you do that, they're going to notice you for being that Saigon reenactment drama guy. And there's one guy, I'm not going to say his name either, but every Japanese person knows who the hell he is because he always did that. And then he wanted to get into more acting, but you got typecast, bro. You're the Saigon guy, the reenactment guy. And he just never got anything bigger from that. But the other thing that they do is they pay really low. And it's really shitty because they get a lot of money for it. So basically, I wouldn't do those. And if you want to be in a movie, there's lots of independent people doing great things in Tokyo. You'll find lots of people trying to make movies. You can get in on that. And some of those are paid, some of them are not. Or you can just network. Man, these producers and TV show guys are all the time out drinking in the bar. And if you go, oh, well, I don't speak Japanese, well, then you shouldn't be acting in Japan. Because when you speak to the director or the staff and stuff, you need to know Japanese. It's just, that's how it is. Same with why people go, oh, well, why isn't there more Japanese and Chinese and Korean actors in America? Same fucking thing. If you go on a Steven Spielberg movie, Steven Spielberg ain't gonna fucking learn Chinese or Korean to talk to you. You need to learn English to talk to him if you want to go into that country's division of stuff. Same with Japanese comedy. I had to learn Japanese, and even more than Japanese is comedic timing, comedic sense, and like when you do the boke and tsukomi, which is a silly man and a straight man in Japanese comedy, if you make the punchline, the straight man hits you, if he has like a short beat miss on the hit, he fucks up. And if you talk too fast or whatever, like too slow or something that interrupts his timing with that, you fuck up. And those things change the whole laughter of it. Same with if you do a joke dry or if you do a joke like under your breath, right? Like, I don't know, I'm doing a joke up on the spot. But like if you were just like, oh yeah, I met my mother the other day and then I killed her. Like that killed her was so sharp and quick that it's funny. But if you were like, yeah, I met my mother the other day. Yeah, I killed her. Still might be funny, but the timing makes the joke completely different. And to all those that don't give a fuck about that, I'm sorry. It's a comedian thing. But in Japanese comedy, the timing is so precise that a little fuck up can fuck it all up. And same with a director talking to someone else, an actor or something. If he tells you something, you fuck it up. Well, then you fuck up the whole scene. But not just that, but being quiet is a big problem with foreigners in Japan. Talking on set is a big no-no, but fucking all these amateur actors are doing it. And yeah, like if you come to Japan, you want to be an actor, speak Japanese. If you come to Japan and you don't speak Japanese and you want to become an actor, you're gonna get fucked with that 60%+ taken off your money. And that's not worth it. So you gotta think of things like that. And you also wanna be careful because another agency in Japan, a big one, one of the most famous ones, sexually harassing female staff members. Yes, that has happened. Many multiple girls have come up to me and told me this. One guy I know was dating three of the female Japanese managers in the agency at one time. And he was getting a lot of jobs, sure. But when one of the three found out, he was in a big fucking pinch with people yelling at him on set, making him look unprofessional and just fucking trying to cut off his balls, I guess. But basically the point is you don't want to sleep around with managers. You never want to mix personal with business. I mean, that should be your first rule in life, really. Fucking makes your job horrible or you get fired. But this situation to me was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Because there are a handful of foreigners in Japan actually trying to be great actors. And in that handful of people, you know, if they're not playing dirty or like sucking up to their manager, they're not going to get shit. And that's just how the way the world kind of works in a way. But the people that go single and they fucking go out there and they're working hard by themselves, their Instagram is going up, their fucking Twitter is going up, they get noticed. And then they bring the shit to them. So I recommend that to anyone that is serious, and anyone that doesn't do that and goes through the agency, you're gonna get fucked over. Simple as that. You're gonna pay for their dinner while you get crapped on. And a lot of the acting in Japan, they really don't give a shit about the actors either. So I've been on one commercial, I was the main guy on it. 35 hours I worked. They wouldn't even let me go home to sleep. Or sorry, I had 1 hour off. And my body, my mind was so fucked up. My performance, I didn't even like personally. I guess it was fine in the end, but you know, you get into a mindset that just fucks you. I mean, if it was a movie and it was constantly going, I understand, but a commercial where they could have shot like those scenes first, it didn't make sense. But in the end, and that wasn't even the worst one, I've been put in like winter, like December, and I had a tank top and shorts and was filming like this big movie about the Olympics. And I was like an Italian, what is it, like marathon runner. And they're like, yeah, JJ, just wait here. And I was waiting out in the fucking cold, freezing my fucking balls off. And I was like, dude, like, can't you shoot it later or shoot it first? And they're like, oh yeah, we can, but you may want to do it this way. And I fucking got a cold, dude. And then on top of that, they didn't pay me the overtime, which they legally have to do. And they really just fucking dry fucked me in the ass. And I'm not even the worst one, dude. There are stories where they told foreigners to jump off bridges and all the foreigners are like, no, 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 that's too much. That's too much. Jeez, my hands are fucked up. Look at these. It's from benching fucking 90 pounds, motherfucker. Mmm, got those titties. What was I saying? Yeah, so they told all these foreigners to jump. I think there was 5 of them. 4 of them were like, no, this is too dangerous. And then one American was like, I'll do it. I'm not scared. Jumped off the bridge, did a flip, hit his back on the water. They had to pull him out of a stretcher, bring him to the hospital, and they didn't even pay for his medical. Now, another buddy of mine, Robert, I think I could tell this story. He was actually in like a night commercial and he tripped and fell on a sword that cut him in the face. And he needed plastic surgery to repair himself. And the agency came to the hospital and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, just sign this contract. We'll get you $2,000 for it. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? No, I got to get plastic surgery. You're going to pay for my plastic surgery. They're like, oh no, $2,000, $2,000, sign here. And he was like, no, no, no. And he sued them and he won, thank God. And then now you don't even see a scar, nothing. Thank God he was smart enough. But a lot of new actors and stuff like that, they wouldn't know that you have to say no. They would think like, that's the money I'm supposed to get. And even another one, dude, messed up one. One of my favorite commercials I was in, I almost died in. And it's this one that I'm hanging from a bar and then I drop down. And it was actually like, fuck, I don't even know my feet, but like 5 stories tall. I don't know, they wanted realism, right? But it was 5 stories in the air, me and this other actor hanging off a bar that we got up with a ladder. And then when we're hanging in action, the director yells action, we're supposed to hang on there. I free fall and then the staff pushes, what is that called? Like a break fall pad? No, like just a big mattress under me. So right before I let go, they push the mattress in. And I should have known that was the first thing. Like, why can't you just leave the goddamn fucking mattress there, dudes? So I fall in maybe the 5th take or something. The fucking stunt people or whoever the hell they are, the mattress people forgot to push it. So as I'm falling, I literally see one Japanese guy like, oh yeah, yeah, oh shit, shit, shit. And then he darts in and pushes it. I fall on the edge of the mat like here. And then luckily I put my hand out like boom, boom. And was safe, but my head almost fucking hit the concrete and splattered like cherry pie all over the floor. And I was so fucking pissed. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? This guy has one fucking job to protect my life and I almost fucking died. And then my manager comes up and I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, you gotta say something. And he was like, don't worry. If anything happened, you would get more money. I was like, bitch, it's not about fucking more money. I could have died. And I was just like, shit, they really don't give a flying fuck. And to top it off, here's a couple stories I heard of people dying on set, like, or just really bad injuries. But I'm not too detailed into those stories, so I won't go into it. But yeah, people die. I mean, even in teaching English in Japan, too. Recently, there was this story. I don't want to put up a picture of her or talk about her name or anything, but some American girl, I guess she just couldn't take it. Maybe she was put in the countryside of Japan and she killed herself. But a lot of people don't really see these stories. But yeah, foreigners in Japan, life in Japan is hard in general. And if you're living in a country and if you're really in the countryside where you can't see your friends, or some people, they have to take a 30-minute bus every day to get into town. Some people even an hour to get into downtown to go shopping every day. It causes a bit of depression, but there's a lot of freaking foreigners, Americans, Canadians, people from England that have killed themselves because they just can't handle it. And even worse, there's a lot of foreigners that run away from responsibility when they did it. Like, there's this one story that's pretty funny about an American guy that was just despicable. Another guy told me this story and I laughed. I mean, it's funny, but at the same time, it's like, you're a piece of shit. It's funny because the guy's such a piece of shit. But anyway, so what happened was this American guy, he went to the countryside in Japan, I think somewhere in Kyushu, the southern Japan. And I guess he was flirting and then got with one of the Japanese teachers, which first is a big no-no. But he hooks up with this Japanese teacher. And then about like 3 weeks later, she comes in and she's like, can I talk to you? He's like, oh, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And then the next fucking day, he bought a ticket back to America and went back to America on the plane. Like, it's not really funny. It's funny because you're like, wow, there's pieces of shit like that in the world. But what a fucking coward piece of shit. Like, just not even like owning up to it, or not even being like, yeah, you know, maybe have an abortion, or, you know, do you want to keep it or something? No, he just fucking hightails it. That poor girl, I hope she finds him and I hope she becomes rich off whatever the fuck he does after that. But if he's an English teacher in Japan, he's probably not that rich. But yeah, you hear a lot of stories like that that are just fucked up people that just don't understand how to live life, or they're like kids in a candy store in Japan. And to be honest, man, like, that is Japan. Like, foreigners have a lot of freedom. Foreigners get away with a lot of shit because then you're just like, oh, I don't know. I'm just a fucking American or Canadian that got lost here. I don't know what I'm doing. And Japanese do kind of go, ah, well, okay, you don't know what you're doing. So I call it Peter Pan syndrome, where people don't want to grow up. And there's a lot of that shit. But like I said, with the actors, like one of my best friends that's a really good actor in Japan, he works fucking hard, really hard. And it's a shame that Japan just doesn't let the doors open. Going back to what I said, like, if you move to a country, you should know their language. There are a lot of foreigners that do know Japanese and still they can't get in there. I mean, I think there was one foreigner that ever had a leading role in a Japanese TV drama or movie. And it was a girl that they wanted for this like whiskey drama or something about like Japanese whiskey. And all the females in Japan that were actresses were like, oh, this is my chance, this is great. And they practiced and they did their audition, they nailed it, they were great actresses. And then Japan goes and decides to get an American girl from America and fly her down. And when asked why, like, she's not even a well-known actress. Like, why would you do that? You're paying for the flight, you're paying for the hotel. And the Japanese answer was, because we wanted someone that didn't live in Japan so they could give a realistic, like, appearance view of how Japan is for the first time. How fucking dumb is that? It's acting. Like, anyone can act that. You don't need that realism. And it just blows my mind that that's a thing, because there was another audition that I did that was about this Japanese guy that did surgery to become a foreigner, and I was supposed to play the foreigner in the movie, and they decided that they were gonna go with a Japanese person and give him a fucking blonde wig. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, your movie's destined to fail now if you're gonna have a foreigner played by a Japanese guy. But that's just the mindset, right? I mean, there's a really good Japanese movie that I like called Ai Mukidashi, or Love Exposure, by Shin... I can't remember the name now. I taught this guy English too. Really popular Japanese director. And he's popular in the English like film industry, but in Japan, he's well known by name, but not super popular. But anyways, this guy, actually, where do I want to start? I taught him English, brilliant guy. He tried really hard. He went to America, he studied film, he took that knowledge, he brought it back to Japan, mixed it with Japanese film style, and created some great movies, in my opinion. The dirtiness in between, I heard a lot, and I can't say it, but I feel bad for a lot of people. Let's just say that. It's pretty fucked up. But all in all, man, I think in the US we had the Me Too movement. In Japan, no chance in hell. And it's really sad because it doesn't even have to be in the entertainment industry. It's on the trains, it's in the streets, all these shit fucking creepy stories I've heard from Japanese girls where it's just like, are you kidding me? Like, fuck. Girls should be carrying samurai swords for these wackos that are out there. Even teaching in a junior high school, there was so many times that the teachers would be like, JJ, you gotta come with us because there's some guy that is like known for trying to pick up kids in his car, or there was a like stabbing or shit. Like, ugh, it's messed up. And now you know why like my teaching career was very short, and I was like, fuck it, my dream, I'm going. Whew. Yeah, Japan is messed up. And the point of this video is just don't do it. You don't need to go into the Japanese agencies. You don't need to go into modeling. You don't need to go into acting. Just be yourself. Be self-promoted. We're in one of the best times in the world where we have YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. You can be self-made. And if you're a female, it cuts out all the bullshit in that. If you're a guy, I don't know. Work harder than females. I'm joking, I'm joking. There's a lot of girls that work really fucking hard. But just the point is, be you, work hard. And it always comes down to how hard do you want it? There's a quote that I really like that it was like, people say they want it, but they don't really want it. They don't want it as much as they want to watch a movie, as much as they want to party, as much as they want to have sex. And that's really what it is. One of my favorite actors, Bruce Campbell, he even said, and he's a good-looking fucking dude. And when he was in his youth, like 20s, they're like, dude, when you were doing Evil Dead, like the girls must have been so on to you. I can't remember who fucking did this interview, but he was like, yeah, no, I didn't do anything, dude. For those 1, 2 years I was making that film, I was just making my film. I didn't even think of woman, nothing. He's just boom. And what was it? Beyonce, too. I think when she made her movie, there's a quote where she didn't eat for one day, she just forgot about it. Like, that's the difference between someone with success and someone who just wants success. And I hope I'm on the same track. I mean, I left the glory that I had in Japan where I was in Sony Music, where I was fucking on TV, I was performing every day, I was making $100 a day doing comedy in small fucking venues. Like, that's really good. And I gave all that up, moved back to Canada, Vancouver to pursue English comedy, which I've always been doing, but I said I wanted to focus more on because Japanese comedy is dead, in my opinion. And yeah, I threw it all away for the dream that I had since I was very young watching SNL with Bill Murray. So we'll see what happens with that, man. But I'm pretty happy here. Canada's changed a lot, but needs to change more, and someone's got to do it. Not me though. Fuck that shit. I don't want to touch any of that shit. I just want to make people laugh, forget this shit of corona, forget this shit of fucking opioids, and try to settle. What is it called? Not settle, humble motherfuckers. I swear I'm gross, I do fucked up shit, but I do that because that's me. I don't do it because it's gross or whatever. I don't do it to offend people. I just do it because I like the fucked up shit in the world and we gotta laugh at it rather than get mad at it. But hey, that's my philosophy on life, take it or leave it. But I live by it. Live by the sword too. But anyways, guys, I think I'm gonna end it there. And I'm liking this camera angle. I'm getting the fucking natural sunlight. It's filling me up. Rather than doing it over here, I was getting like really grainy, filming like on a fucking recorder from the 80s, it looked like. But yeah, I think we found our spot. I think it's this. Although I have shit like right there that I didn't need in the camera angle. But anyways, guys, just a short podcast today, and I hope you learned some things. Don't come to Japan for acting, because they will touch you in your no-no place. That's a short bit of it. But anyways, guys, I think that's it. Thank you so much for watching, and check you next time. This has been Some Dumb Gaijin. Check, 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 checking out. Peace.